This is Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. A good night for Brayhead Clan all round, an 8-5 victory over the Edinburgh Capitals, including hat-tricks for Matt Haywood and Alex Levitt. I'm with the head coach, Ryan Finnerty. Ryan, let's get the negative one out of the way first. What happened in the second period?
I think we had so much possession going in. I think we forgot that we were still playing a hockey game, and we talked about it after the second period. And I mean, they manufactured everything out of the offense or out of their D zone. Everything was off the rush. Their guys were had a bit more time on the puck and tried to make an extra plays, and we got caught. And you got to give them credit. They executed odd man rushes. They made some really nice plays, but we pretty much put it on a plate for them and left poor Z out to dry there. But you know, and the funny thing is that happens. Obviously, after the second, we wanted the guys to work it out. We talked on the bench that we could go, and then the third one, we called a timeout. But a lot of confidence in this group to score goals and come back. And you know, we didn't panic. We weren't happy. We didn't panic, and we were able to again have a good conversation in the third about what went wrong there, how we felt we broke down. And I thought the response we got in the third is far more important than what we gave up in the second.
Hat tricks for Matt Haywood and Alex Levitt, as I said as well. Especially Matt, he's been here a long time. That must mean the world to him.
Yeah, you know, and he's one of the most consistent British players in the league. He plays a very solid 200-foot game, which you can't say for a lot of players in the league, let alone British players. And he's reliable, whether it's at center, on the left wing or right wing. You know, he's just he's been an incredible servant to the Brayhead Clan, and I love coaching him. He's one of the easiest kids I've ever coached, and he doesn't get near the recognition for how good he actually is. You know, he's not a prolific goal scorer. He's a shutdown penalty kill guy. He's very good in the D zone, very good on faceoffs, and a lot of things that go unnoticed. And you know, for someone like that to get three, a natural hat trick too, is nice.
But what pleased you most about the victory overall? Was it the manner in which they did it, the way they bounced back in the third period? What was the main thing for you?
These are tough games, and they're tough games to play. The intensity level, I don't think, is there. It comes in spurts, and that's more or less off offense. And you know, I guess from a fan's point of view, you got to watch a lot of offensive hockey. It's not a very overly structured game. But I think our response on the bench, we gave up three goals, and I didn't feel any sense of panic. I felt frustration. But I didn't sense panic, and I think we were pretty level-headed to get our way out of that, work our way out of it. But I got to give Edinburgh a lot of credit. They executed some very nice plays. They scored some nice goals, but the way we responded coming into the third period is what I'm proud about. And we'll take this, and again, it's two in a row now, and we want to keep building up. You know, we want to win. We want to give ourselves a chance to move into fourth. That's been a goal as well. And another 2 points tomorrow, and we have an opportunity to do that. So it's, like I said, it was a weird night tonight. But, you know, I walk out of here, you know, happy and confident that we can carry the best part of our game tonight into tomorrow.
Just before we started recording, it was confirmed Dundee will be your opponents in the playoffs. What's your reaction to that?
I think we kind of had a feeling it was going to be Dundee. You know, even going back to probably last week, we had an idea that it was shaping up to be Dundee. So we kind of they've been in the back of our minds, you know, for a while now. We're not going to look past Edinburgh tomorrow. We want to make sure that we're ready to go, and then come as soon as that game ends here, I think we'll focus all our attention on Dundee. But it's going to be a great rival. They're playing very good hockey right now. They've been playing desperation hockey for some time, so we got to be ready to elevate our game. I think it's going to be another good battle.
And you expect to hear from Mark Lefebvre anytime soon?
I would probably say the phone calls are done now.
Yeah. Thanks very much, Ryan.
Yeah, you bet.